The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here's the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 27th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Dylan Thomas, born 1914, Swansea, Wales. People loved his deep voice. With his Welsh accent, he traveled all through America reading his work, and he helped popularize poetry readings. People flocked to see Dylan Thomas. Dylan Thomas, who said, "I hold a beast, an angel, and a madman in me, and my inquiry is as to their working, and my problem is their subjugation and victory, downthrow and upheaval, and my effort is their self-expression." It's the birthday of Sylvia Plath, the poet, born Boston, 1932, wanted to be a poet from the time she was just a little kid, went to Smith, and there she struggled with bipolar, attempted suicide, made it through, won a Fulbright scholarship to England, where she met the poet Ted Hughes, and they were married. They had two children, and then her husband left her for another woman. Her depression came back in force, and that winter after he left, she wrote almost all the poems that would eventually become the book Ariel. She wrote feverishly, seized with creative energy, sometimes completing several poems in just a few hours before her kids woke up. Published her novel The Bell Jar in 1963, and 2 weeks later she committed suicide. Sylvia Plath, who said everything in life is writable about if you have the outgoing guts to do it and the imagination to improvise. It's the birthday of Zadie Smith, born Sadie Smith in London, 1975, Jamaican mother, English father, wanted to be a jazz singer or a tap dancer, decided she wasn't as good as Aretha Franklin, went to Cambridge, wrote fiction there. She kept working and working at her writing, and eventually in 2000, she wrote White Teeth, a novel, which was a big bestseller. Zadie Smith, who said, "I express myself with my friends and my family. Novels are not about expressing yourself. They're about something beautiful, funny, clever, and organic." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Anthony Doerr, born 1973 in Cleveland, author of the novel About Grace, about a hydrologist whose dreams sometimes foretell the future. So when he dreams about his daughter's death, he runs away from his settled suburban life. It's the birthday of the poet Catherine Harris Bradley, born 1846, Birmingham, England, wrote under a pseudonym Michael Field, which she shared with Edith Cooper, who was her niece, her ward, and her lover. And under that name, the two of them wrote about 30 plays, 11 books of poetry, and kept a journal of their life together, 30 volumes of a journal. The poems and plays were about women's rights and about lesbian relationships, but they felt that the public could only accept those subjects if they were written about by a man, and so they used a male pen name. Catherine Harris Bradley, who, with Edith Cooper, wrote, "My love and I took hands and swore against the world to be poets and lovers evermore." Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider, "The Patience of Ordinary Things." It is a kind of love, is it not? How the cup holds the tea, how the chair stands sturdy and foursquare, how the floor receives the bottoms of shoes or toes, how soles of feet know where they're supposed to be. I've been thinking about the patience of ordinary things, how clothes wait respectfully in closets, and soap dries quietly in the dish, and towels drink the wet from the skin of the back, and the lovely repetition of stairs, and what is more generous than a window? A poem by Pat Schneider, "The Patience of Ordinary Things," from Another River, New and Selected Poems, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.